Chapter 21. Ephraim. Mauler, Brawler, Legacy Hauler.
Your Majesty, you have suffered a catastrophic collision. Two life forms in critical danger. A distress signal has been sent to your employer. A distress signal has been sent to your employer.
Smoke in the nostrils. Pressure. Shivering. Try to move. Can't. Thumping blood in the deep of my thigh. Lights stutter and crackle. Bent metal everywhere. Panic creeping. Pinned to the floor by collapsed hull. Right leg trapped. Bullet hole in chest. No exit wound. Res flesh torn. Probably fatal. Smoke. A boy. Gasping. Push myself up. Can't. Why not? Left radius and ulna snapped. Compound fracture. Pokes out through skin. Looks like a barracks beef rib through blood pudding. Losing blood. Body cold. Hear voices. Threat? Reach for weapon. Can't find it. Darkness creeping in. Molten square opens hole in hull. Crash of metal. Volga? No. Filthy creatures in tatters. Big boys. Glowing laser eyes. Respirators. Radiation gear. Scavengers. Swap my hand away. Look under my eyelids. On my neck. Searching for Legion ink. A distress signal has been sent to your employer. A distress signal has been sent to your employer. Fear. Bickering. A child's body dragged out. Limp. Heavy cutting laser. Going to help me. Cut the hull away. Free me. Smell roasting meat. Mouth waters. Feel pressure. Look down. My hip. But no leg. Where is my leg? Volga, help me! I fall out of the horror back into the shell of my body. Incomprehensible agony radiates from the interior of my right thigh. The rest of me doesn't move. Rejecting the artificial tissue, the words slither through the thick wool of my brain. My ring is gone. I look down at my body, or try to look. The body is naked, pinned to a table like a vivisected frog. My right leg is skinless, synthetic meat from the hip down. Green, webby fibres spasm over translucent bone. Artificial vessels worm in fleshy strands. An emaciated human with 200 glass eyes affixed to his head, hunches near my feet, spinning membrane. Someone screams. I think it's me. Massive coronary agitation. Withdrawal complication. Keep him alive. A voice rumbles beyond the light. Your queen wills it. Sedative. I drift into the dark. It's warmer than I expected. There's a boy there, on a raft. His hands behind his head, his skin freckled from the sun. He floats off a shadowy shore, watching a big sky. Not one collared by metal towers, but dusted with stars and stretching the horizon. All I want is to float there with him, to smell the salt, to lie in that cradle as the sea rocks us to sleep. The moon pulses in the sky like an atomic dilation, drawing me up into its gravity. No, 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 no! Chop 'em if they're taller, stomp 'em if they're smaller, mauler, brawler, legacy hauler. Chanting in the tunnel to light. A girl stands over me, her hatchet face pulled into a sneer, a scalpel glints in her hand. She holds it over my throat. My memories, my life, my guilt return, and I push my throat up into the metal. Go on, slick. Give me a nick. I laugh when she can't. Never comes when you want it to. The laughter won't screw off.
I scramble for the Z-valve inside. It ain't there. The laughs turn to sobs, till I'm bawling like a softfoot, waking first night in his bunk, to find his arse getting torn up by a line of leatherneck triarii, fresh in from killing moonies. I crank and crank on the Z-valve. Volga'll be dead by now, dead like the scar hunters I trained. Rest of my freelance team's toe tags. Sera, that greedy idiot. Dano, poor pickpocket kid I made into a real operator. Dead by association, fuck me. Where's my fucking ring? Takes me a while to realize I'm shouting it. I thrash against the restraint. When the tears dry up enough for me to actually see, the girl's gone. The boy's replaced her. So, he's alive. Well, that feels good. Got a nasty scar that's going to take some healing from his right eye to his left jaw. I crack a smile that splits my dry lips. Hey, kid. Tin Man. He dangles my engagement ring on the end of a chain. Been watching out for it. Good lad. Give it here. He doesn't. I spot the med bank behind him. Look at all that dope. Bottles and canisters and packages. Oh, my. Where are we? Mars. Mars, huh? So, kid. Need you to do old Tin Man a favour. Got some joints need oiling. Got a condition, you know. Hard life and all. Maybe Zolodone? Might be some in the med bank back there. He doesn't move. Just a little panel to take the edge off. Liquid Z ain't kill juice. That zombie shit's all propaganda. Helps me with my demons. He just watches. Come on now, come on. I ain't going nowhere. No. Little rich shit. Saved your arse from a pillaging. Get some Z. Don't do me like this. I'll eat your fucking heart. He steps back. Come on. Hey. I try to smile. Hey, I didn't mean it was a joke. My laugh comes out as a bark. Gods, you're tight as Juno's cunt. We made a good team back there. But you gotta have my six. It'll calm me down. Had an operation, see? Please, please, little man. December 16th, 737 PCE. Huh? Four Tuami Nakare of Legio 13 Dracones, the best of Flavinius's Praetorians, were given orders by Aja Algrimus to assassinate reformers in the government in a coordinated purge. One squad visited the Hesperia Gardens, an illegal house of torture. Before insertion, they were given their standard opcocks. What they didn't know was that their customary stimulants had been replaced with Zolodone. Upon insertion, the kill squad received new orders that even Aja knew her prized dragoons would find difficult. Freed from empathy by the Zolodone, the dragoons followed their orders and butchered 75 men, women, and children guilty not of sedition, but of enduring a life of sexual torture and possessing compromising information on loyal members of the ruling regime, including Atalantia Algrimus. Afterwards, the dragoons melted their victims with hydroxic acid. Even the children. I know this already, but the judgment of a child is a horrible thing. It was his race that gave the order, not mine. When Trig T. Nakamura came off the Zolodone High, Holiday found him with a gun in his mouth. She encouraged him to seek Ares to make up for the blood on his hands. This according to her testimony on... I thrash forward at him. Things that'd make an ironclad leatherneck with six rain badges turn her head and blink, pour out of my mouth. Slides off packs like he's on the Z himself. Do you want to live like a zombie when they made him one? He holds up the ring. This ring
belongs to Ephraim T. Horn. When he asks for it back, I'll give it to him.
Gives you the right, I snarl, spoil little...
You asked for Z before you asked for Volga, he snaps. But you risk your life for her?
You're an addict, Tin Man. If you refuse to hold yourself to account, I'll do it for you. Jove knows you don't have anyone else.
I lie awake screaming at him long after his footsteps echo away. Soon I grow too tired. In the silence, memories of Trig hunt me down. Volga soon joins. In the cacophony, I revert to all I know, and from my lips seeps the old foot-fuck creed. Veterans screamed into my face as we marched, until it was drilled into our grey matter to replace human vertebrae with titanium chain links. I whisper as I fall asleep. Chop 'em if they're taller, stomp 'em if they're smaller, mauler, brawler, legacy hauler. Smoke that crow earned this holler, mauler, brawler, legacy hauler. Smoke that ant, pay off your collar. Legio,
Eterna,
Victrix. One more time, you fucking dogs. Mauler, brawler, legacy hauler.